to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No big celebration for the Phillies Wednesday, even though they became the first team to reach the playoffs this season with a 1-0 win over the Astros. Roy Halladay pitched his 20th career shutout for the victory. The two-time Cy Young Award winner gave up just 6 hits in his 8th complete game of the year, tops in the NL. The NL East leaders clinched at least a wild card berth and will appear in the postseason for the 5th straight year. The Phillies said this week there would be no champagne celebration for wrapping up the wild card. And when Halladay finished off Houston, he and his teammates barely cracked a smile. Phillies players and manager Charlie Manuel simply lined up for handshakes following their 95th victory of the season.
Here's Steve Carmazan from the Associated Press reporting on the Philadelphia Phillies. They became the first major league team to clinch a spot on the playoffs this week as the regular season will be winding down over the next couple of weeks. That in Sports Talk Radio is number 10 on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our review of Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 16th of September. We're going to be reviewing the top 10 hits in Talk Radio, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And this week, Major League Baseball is the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown, the situation in Libya. Talk host Garland Robinette here with CBS correspondent Edward Uranian about reports of Al-Qaeda moving into Libya.
Is there anything to this? NATO says it is.
Yes. Well, I personally am worried myself, and I've been in the Middle East for 25 years. Obviously, everyone is not, and some people will downplay the threat. I was talking to a chap, a British fellow, who was actually born in Libya, and he works for a newspaper in Saudi Arabia over the weekend, and he was telling me he thought that they were overblown because the Libyan people belong to a school of Islam, which is called the Maliki School, which is less violent, less aggressive than the other three schools of Islam, Islamic law. I personally don't buy that argument, but there are a lot of reasons to be concerned. First of all, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, who is the head of the Transitional National Council, he was a former justice minister, and justice ministers in general in the Arab world are Islamic fundamentalists. And if you look at him, he has a very thick prayer bump on his head. I don't want to belittle him for that. I mean, he's a very pious man, Islamically pious. But that sort of person will naturally tend to gravitate towards Sharia law. Many people in the Islamic world now are clamoring for Islamic Sharia law. I'm not sure what our position on that should be. I don't think personally that it's a good thing, but I'm not sure we can resist the tsunami that's sweeping the Arab world right now.
Is Sharia law, and I have read very little about it, is it as extreme as I think I'm reading about?
Well, there are different applications of it. I mean, if you look at the way the Taliban enforced it in Afghanistan back in the 90s, people being stoned, people being having their hands cut off, it does look violent, certainly. If you look at Somalia, they were cutting people's hands off for being thieves. There's no music in the country. There are very extreme applications of it. There are also less extreme applications of it. And I suppose if it's going to go in that direction and it's the Arab world is going to go towards Sharia law, we should hope that it is a less violent, less extreme form of it.
When anyone reports or gives the opinion that, no, don't worry about it, it's going to be much more moderate than what NATO is concerned about, what about, I've always read that Libya is not really a country, it's an amalgamation of tribes held together with a violent dictator. How can, if that's true, how can any of that have a moderate result?
Well, as I said back in February, I was listening to some of the tapes of radio interviews I did back then, or I guess maybe February, March. This was basically a lose-lose situation for the United States. I said back then, and I still think so right now, that whoever won in this war, for us, it was still a lose-lose situation. We had nothing to gain by either side winning, and I still believe that.
Up next, we hear about how much safer we are 10 years after September 11th, and the Republicans win a congressional seat in New York that they haven't held in 80 years. That's next on the Talk Radio Review.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Number 8 on the countdown, the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Talk host Bill Cunningham here with Catherine Herridge from Fox about how much safer we are or aren't after these past 10 years.
Well, here's the question. Do you think we're safer this 9/11 than we were after the killing of Osama bin Laden about 4 months ago?
Well, Bill, I think a lot of people felt that with bin Laden's death, that was really the end of the chapter in the war on terror. But what I try and lay out in my book, The Next Wave, is that, in fact, the next chapter may be even harder to fight because al-Qaeda has really morphed since 9/11. It's no longer this Fortune 500 company with bin Laden or his number two as the CEO. There are these franchise operations now in Yemen and Somalia that have been very successful at recruiting American citizens. And then we have this lone wolf or self-radicalized right here in the United States. And I'll give you a statistic I know a lot of people find hard to accept, but the facts are that every 2 to 3 weeks since January of 2009, we've had a homegrown case of terrorism in this country, and those are numbers that we could not have imagined 10 years ago.
And none of them are metastasized from one tumor, and it's almost like cancer cells that course throughout the body that simply erupt here and there, and the number you point out is often not well reported by the media. When I think about your work on Fort Dix and Major Hassan in Fort Hood and Little Rock, Arkansas, the execution of some military recruiters, that got a little bit of publicity. But so many other acts of homegrown terrorism are either apprehended, they're discovered, or it's something minor, and it's not well reported by the media. Would you agree?
I would agree. One of the things I try and lay out in the book is that there does seem to be this reluctance to call a spade. For example, with Fort Hood, that was the shooting in November of 2009. The Army Major Nizal Hassan is accused of gunning down about 40 people, injuring about 30 and killing another 14. Is that it took this White House nearly 2 months to call that an act of terrorism, and they only called it an act of terrorism in what's called a background conference call for reporters, and that means people like myself get on the call. We can ask questions of someone in the White House, but we can't identify them by name. We can only call them a senior administration official. And frankly, Fort Hood was not a drive-by shooting. It was not a convenience store shooting. It was an act of terrorism, and it met the classic definition of an act of violence to promote a political end. And so, taking my reporter's hat off for a minute, I just can't see how you can really effectively deal with the problem until you identify it.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the GOP capturing the congressional seat in New York, which was vacated by Anthony Weiner. Host Steve Scott here with Adam Dichter from the Jewish Week about the role the Jewish vote played in this week's election.
Adam, the New York 9th has a large Jewish population. Did that block of votes help Bob Turner get elected?
Well, certainly there was a large Jewish turnout. I was down in the district yesterday going to various different polling sites. I did see a lot of people who identify as Jewish and speak to quite a few of them. We don't have the final poll numbers yet. I don't know if we'll get a breakdown. But I would think that Jews being a very reliable, what they call super prime voters, always turning out, that in this case it was no different and did have a very substantial vote, but certainly not the only vote in the district.
Democrats have long counted on the Jewish vote as pretty much a sure thing. What has happened to chip away at that near certain support?
Well, I think the Democrats will say this is not a very typical district, and it is a district, if you look at the last several presidential elections, has been kind of tilting to the right in supporting the Republican candidate. I know that the overwhelming majority of Jews in general are Democrat, but I think in the Orthodox community, and you have a very high concentration of Orthodox voters there, a little bit more willing to cross over, as we've seen here in New York, supporting Rudy Giuliani for mayor, George Pataki for governor, Al D'Amato for Senate. So they've been a little bit more less partisan and more paying attention to candidates. As you know, the Israel vote is a very important consideration, not the only consideration, but certainly a very important one. And this is a race for Congress at a time when people are concerned about the government's position, the official U.S. administration position. And Bob Turner certainly milked that. I think he very early on came out with a message and not only found the right message talking about Israel, but found the perfect spokesman in Ed Koch, who was very vocal supporting him early on, and I think that's advice that people really took to heart.
Number 6 on the countdown, the violence in Kabul. Here's host Jim Scott talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about this week's attack by the Taliban and their connection to Pakistan.
Now, we've got Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. It looks like he is really upset with Pakistan. Explain.
Well, what happened? Apparently, that attack in Kabul, American embassy, and, of course, NATO headquarters, was by the Haqqani terrorist network. And these guys are also involved with both the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. And we now know that they were responsible for those attacks.
And don't they, after the attacks, flee back across the border to Pakistan normally?
That's correct, Jim. And that's the real issue here. The Pakistanis, according to Panetta, are not doing as much as they could to stop those guys from going back and forth across the border and launch their attack against American forces.
Okay.
Now, Panetta says, we're going to take care of our troops and defend ourselves. We're going to not allow these types of attacks to go on. However, he did not say how that would be done.
But he'll take care of it.
He'll take care of it. He's got a drone strikes in the Pakistan's border area. We'll probably use more drones, Jim.
Well, you know, there's plenty of little boys named Dakota. In fact, once in a while, girls have that for a first name. I would think after today's ceremonies of the White House, there'll be even more future babies named Dakota. Explain.
A 23-year-old Marine, Dakota Myers, will be honored at the White House ceremony. He'll be presented the nation's highest award for valor in combat, the Medal of Honor, Jim.
I heard a little bit about this. Why don't you tell us what he did?
Well, he battled dozens of enemy fighters on a remote mountainside in Afghanistan, risked his life numerous times in an effort to save four fellow service members pinned down by ambush.
Coming up soon, Palestine pushes for U.N. recognition and economic turmoil is spreading across Europe. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number five now on our countdown, the Palestinian plan to get statehood recognition from the United Nations. Al Jazeera's Kristen Salumi talked with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about the showdown that could happen as early as next week.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is gearing up for a diplomatic showdown when the General Assembly convenes next week. That's when Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is expected to hand him a request asking for full and immediate recognition as an independent state, something the U.S. and Israel oppose. In this one-on-one interview, the Secretary General admits he's worried.
My only wish and hope is that we'll not see any confrontational atmosphere in the General Assembly over this issue. As a committed proponent of a two-state solution, that is my wish, and I fully support that vision. The realization of this vision has been long overdue.
Do you think the Palestinians' actions have helped bring the issue of Palestinian statehood back to the forefront, or are they proving to be a hindrance to these negotiations?
It's true that this has come to the height, attention of international community. It is only natural that after such a long time that Palestinian people have been frustrated and trying to reach some of their goals. But my only wish is that if both parties could engage in further meaningful dialogue.
Number four in the countdown, European economic turmoil. From NBC, Dylan Radigan here with analyst Barry Ritzholtz about the problems in Greece and Italy and other countries, and if we're going to be called upon to help out any of the European banks that are in trouble.
What exactly is our central bank doing today, or doing this week?
So let's take a quick look at Europe. What's going on there is a fear of another Lehman, which didn't cause the rest of the collapse, but it certainly precipitated and accelerated a lot of bad things that probably would have happened anyway, from happening more quickly. And the concern, this bailout in Europe, is a concern that, gee, if we don't shore up confidence and if we don't get some cash to these banks, we're going to see a replay of 2008.
The concern, obviously, for the typical American, or certainly a viewer of the show in this country, et cetera, is what risk is my government putting me at as an American by getting involved with this? short-term and long-term?
Well, you know, there's the first approach, the actual current approach is, hey, the Federal Reserve is doing this, which is really a separate entity and not a taxpayer-funded entity. It actually generates revenue for the government. So there's not much risk as of right now. The risk comes if the U.S. is asked to participate in a European-like TARP. All of this, which was basically a troubled asset purchase program, all of this goes back to many, many banks. Now it's especially in Europe, but 2-3 years ago it was in the U.S., borrowed too much, lent too much, had too much leverage, too little capital, and the causes of that problem essentially are still in place. We added some additional regulations, but we didn't undo the things that led to the collapse.
Which is no capital requirements. Basically, capitalism in the banking system without capital, so you can do whatever. It's a gambling parlor.
So the economic situation in Europe is number 4. Let's recap. Major League Baseball, number 10. Al-Qaeda is number 9. Number 8 is the 10th anniversary of September 11th. The number 7 item, the GOP capturing of Wiener's congressional seat. Number 6, violence in Afghanistan. Number 5, the Palestinian plan to get statehood recognition at the UN. And the European economic situation is number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they're coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Flu season has arrived, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that anyone ages 6 months or older should get a flu shot, including those who were vaccinated last season. This year, there's a new vaccine option designed specifically for people 65 years and older. Fluzone High Dose provides stronger protection to this age group, which is at a greater risk of severe illness from the flu, says pharmacist Papatya Tankut from CVS Pharmacy.
We encourage individuals of all ages to protect themselves early with a seasonal flu shot. Seasonal flu can be unpredictable, and even healthy people can get seriously ill from the flu. For best protection, it's important to get a flu shot as early as possible.
Every CVS Pharmacy and MinuteClinic location across the country is administering flu vaccinations every day by immunizing pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, including evenings and weekends. No appointment is necessary. For more information, visit cvs.com/flu or call 888-FLU-SHOT.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back. Another half hour of Talk Radio in review for the week ending Friday the 16th. We're into the top 10. Number three in the countdown is the controversy over the company that got a big government grant and then went bankrupt. From CNN, Lisa Sylvester reports on the $500 million loan the government gave to this solar power company. The name of it is Solyndra, whose bankruptcy filing has put the Department of Energy in the center of a scandal that may lead over to the White House.
President Obama toured Solyndra last May, holding up the solar panel company as an example of innovation and success, a company that was at the vanguard of a new green jobs movement.
For generations, this part of the country has embodied the entrepreneurial spirit that has always defined America's success.
But fast forward to this month, the company declared bankruptcy, leaving 1,000 employees without jobs. And the FBI last week searched the company headquarters, but wouldn't say what they were looking for. At issue is a $500 million federal government loan to the company. Emails released at a congressional hearing show that some White House budget analysts questioned early on how financially sound Solyndra was, but felt under pressure by the White House to move quickly. Quote, "We would prefer to have sufficient time to do our due diligence review," said one email. Another, "This deal is not ready for prime time," an Office of Management and Budget staffer wrote. 10 days later, the Obama administration announced approval of the $535 million loan. Taxpayers are now on the hook and may never see that money again. In a hearing, Republican lawmakers grilled Jonathan Silver, the head of the Department of Energy's Loans Program Office.
You've handled loans of this size, and now you're saying it's everybody else's fault but you, except you're in charge. You tell me what you, as a person in charge, did with $500 million of taxpayers' money, now saying it's all my staff's fault, I didn't know, I can't do anything about it. You tell me what you're going to tell the taxpayers.
The Energy Department defended its decisions.
There is risk, almost by definition, in the identification of the innovation itself, in building out that innovation at scale.
One question, how involved was the White House in the decision to grant the loan? Records show the main private investor in Solyndra is a man named George Kaiser, a key fundraiser for Mr. Obama, who raised $50,000 to $100,000 for his 2008 election. White House visitor logs show that between March 2009 and April 2011, when the administration was considering the loan, Kaiser visited the White House 16 times, including having meetings with White House advisor Valerie Jarrett and then Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel.
The company's lender said that there was no political influence, and White House officials say that as well. But critics will use this connection to raise the question, was there favorable treatment given?
The White House denies trying to speed up the loan approval process, saying staffers were trying to figure out whether to proceed with a groundbreaking event if the loan were approved. White House spokesman Jay Carney telling reporters, what the emails make clear is there was an urgency to make a decision on a scheduling matter. It is a big proposition to move the president or to put on an event. Congressional Democrats want to shift some of the blame to the Bush administration, noting that the Salinger loan approval process actually started when President Bush was in the White House, but that loan got fast-tracked when the Obama administration took over. It was 2 months after the inauguration when the announcement was made for the $535 million loan.
Radio man Chip Morris here with Congressman Cliff Stearns of Florida about the hearings in Washington over this $500 million loan.
Kind of wanted to find out from the horse's mouth exactly what went on in your hearing with some of the government officials who were either responsible or knew what was going on in regards to the government's approval of these Solyndra loans.
Well, Chip, I did have a hearing, and it went for almost 4 hours. We had the Department of Energy top official and the Office of Management and Budget who were responsible for investigating, monitoring Solyndra, which was a company out of California that had over $500 million taxpayer guaranteed loans, and they raised another $1 billion, and they got at the very late end before they went into bankruptcy, got another $75 million. And so we found out pretty much that these folks did indeed think there were problems, but they were not serious enough to, shall we say, stop the program, stop the loan. They continued to give the money. Notwithstanding that, we pointed out that Price Waterhouse came in when they tried to go public and showed that they couldn't even meet cash flow objectives, so they had to pull their going public. And the long and short of it is no one seems to think anybody should be fired. And yet the FBI now is investigating and did a raid on Solyndra. And I think all of us wonder, where is the $500 million and how much is the stimulus package working that the administration is pushing every day?
All good questions. Did you wind up getting anything of merit out of these two government employees that were supposed to be part of the watchdogs on the government's money, on the taxpayers' money?
Well, I said to them, do you think someone should be fired? And none of them agreed anybody should be fired. I said, if taxpayers lost $500 million, don't you think there's somebody that's at fault? They said, well, I just think it's an anomaly. This company, Solyndra, was just in the solar cell business and couldn't compete with China. But I said, in a larger sense, none of these solar cell stimulus programs the president is pushing can compete not only with China, but without huge government subsidies. I think it's about 30% of the cost of business to invest in solar.
Up now to number two, the president's jobs bill. That's in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
You know what they say, right? No pain, no gain. But what if it hurts just to walk? It's probably just you getting older, right? Well, it could be peripheral arterial disease, a serious condition often called clogged arteries in the legs. PAD symptoms can include cramping in your legs when you walk, but some people don't feel any symptoms at all. And PAD severely limits blood flow, making it one of the leading causes of foot and leg amputations. It also makes you up to 6 times more likely to die from heart disease or stroke. PAD is no walk in the park. If you're over 50, especially if you smoke or have diabetes, talk to your doctor about getting tested for PAD. For more information and a free heart and soul kit, call 1-866-PAD-INFO or visit PADcoalition.org. A message from the Peripheral Arterial Disease Coalition.
Okay, let's get to number two. On the countdown this week, the president's jobs bill. Here's talk host Steve Courtney with Congressman Paul Ryan about Ryan's concerns regarding the jobs bill the president has submitted and what he thinks needs to be done instead of it.
Give us your take right off the get-go, Congressman, of what you think the Jobs Act does for us as a country.
Well, my concern is it's the same plan that we had in the stimulus. This is virtually identical policy, just not quite as large. So take the first stimulus package the president passed, divide it by two, and that's pretty much what this is. Temporary tax rebates were tried in the Bush administration a couple of times. They didn't work to create jobs. Same with this time. Also, all the sort of spending and the bailouts of state governments, that does not create private sector jobs. And what it also does, because it's the president's proposing to pay for it with permanent tax increases, is it fuels even more uncertainty for small businesses, which are our main job creators. And so what we really think is necessary and helpful, and what the evidence shows us works to actually grow the economy and create jobs, is give businesses certainty that they need and be confident about to create jobs. That means lower tax rates. We're proposing tax reform by cleaning out all the loopholes in the tax code to lower tax rates on job creators, so they're more internationally competitive. Look, we in Wisconsin and you in Michigan, we compete against Canada. They're taxing their businesses at 16%. We're taxing American businesses at more than twice that rate. It makes it harder for us to compete and create jobs. More to the point, you have so much uncertainty. In 16 months, there's a massive tax increase on successful small businesses coming. The president's now proposing another temporary booster shot to be paid for with even more taxes in 2013. And so we think it's just if we keep repeating ideas that have proven to fail, we're not going to get different results. And we ought to go with the kinds of ideas that have a really good track record of creating jobs, and that's what we're calling for.
Well, Congressman, as I watch the president, again, as a Michigander, I kind of like the idea that, you know, he's going to reward businesses for hiring new workers. He's going to reward businesses with tax cuts for hiring veterans. Okay, that's all fine and good. However, the basis of the president's speech surrounded the construction industry, redoing our bridges, redoing our roads, getting Americans back to work, teachers as well. Very important that we have jobs for our educators. But I think we all know family members and friends who are looking for work and have been looking for work for a long time who know nothing about construction, or they're not teachers. Now what?
See, that's why we're saying you don't create jobs in Washington. You know, a government spending program does not create better economic growth. It actually raises our debt and future taxes. You want to create the conditions for economic growth so you get businesses bringing people back to work.
And that's where we're missing the boat here. What we think we need to do is go back to the basics. What works to grow the economy so that businesses then can create jobs? Instead of sitting in Washington and picking this sector or that business or this government to bail out, you know, look, our budget's even worse than state budgets in Washington. And so that's why this idea that you can sort of micromanage the economy by pulling different levers in Washington with different spending and regulating, look, we've already proven it doesn't work. That's what the stimulus did, and it didn't work. And so that's why we want to go back to the basics. What is it that our employers and our job creators are telling us they need to get the confidence to put the help wanted sign in the front window? And what they're telling us is clean up the tax system, give me certainty on what my taxes are going to be, clean up the regulations so I don't have to guess what it's going to cost me in the future. And it's that huge amount of uncertainty that the businesses tell us is plaguing them, is making it so that they don't hire people.
Talk host Chris Bradshaw here with a discussion regarding the difficulties some Republicans in Congress may have to go on the record and vote against the president's jobs bill.
The biggest, most valuable piece of this jobs bill is quite simply that he's taking the fight to the Republicans. He's playing offense. You want to make sure that under no circumstances do taxes get raised on anyone. Well, I'm going to give you tax, you know, hikes on the rich. I'm going to dare you to vote against that. I want you to go on the record. I want to put you to vote where your mouth is. Because the truth of the matter is, Republicans do not care about tax cuts, well, for people like you and I. But let's be honest. If you were managing a hedge fund right now, you're probably not listening to talk radio. The rest of us, when it comes time to raise the minimum wage, which doesn't happen anywhere near often enough, you think Republicans are dumb enough to trot out Walmart, McDonald's, you know, some of the largest minimum wage hirers on earth, and say, look at what you're going to do to Ray Kroc. Look what you're going to do to the Walton family. They might have to become just single billionaires if they were forced to pay more. Somewhere a focus group decided that wasn't the most compelling argument to make. So they go after small business owner. They'll be more than happy to put a small business owner up there. And in that man's shadow hides McDonald's and Walmart, the real reason Republicans oppose these things.
Talk host Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard with Jake Sherman from Politico.com talking about House Speaker Boehner's jobs plan. And apparently there's nothing new here.
Is anything Speaker Boehner here anything different than what we've heard before?
Well, it's not different from what we've heard before from Republicans, that's for sure. I mean, Republicans have long thought that lowering rates, simplifying the tax code, getting rid of these loopholes that Congress has created over the last two decades is something that would create jobs. And it's not anything new. And you know, Obama has also indicated he's for that. Where the big split is here is Republicans don't want to raise taxes, don't want to raise that higher bracket of taxes at all, and Democrats, the president has said he wants to. So that remains obviously the big sticking point. It's going to be very difficult for this joint committee to lay out the groundwork to do tax reform. This is not, they have to find one, you know, more than $1 trillion in savings. So they already have a pretty significant job they have to do by November. I mean, we're talking about a couple months away. They have to come to some huge decisions. So now they have something else on their plate, which is, you know, writing this framework to reform the tax code.
Jake, if the GOP digs its heels in and doesn't want to raise taxes for the richest of Americans, as we embark on a presidential election year in 2012, wouldn't that have the power to work against them?
Sure. I mean, that's always like a pretty difficult political issue. And Republicans would say, listen, a lot of these people in the current tax code are not rich. They're business owners because of the way the tax code is structured. So that's one explanation. But, you know, Republicans consistently say they don't want to raise taxes on people in a soft economy, and that's their line. And it seems to have resonated in 2010 when they took back the House in huge numbers. But it's been a rallying cry for Democrats and for President Barack Obama in the last couple of weeks.
That leaves us with number one, the 2012 presidential race in focus, up next on The Countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, number one on our countdown this week, the 2012 presidential race. In Massachusetts, talk host Avi Nelson here with Texas Governor Rick Perry. They talk about the immigration issue that came up in the Tea Party debate.
You have favored, supported in the past, and you still support in-state tuition for illegal aliens. Are you concerned that that kind of a policy will provide an incentive for additional people to come across the border illegally to avail themselves of benefits like this provided in the United States?
Not at all, because when I'm the president of the United States, that border is going to be secure, and that's been the problem. Not whether or not there have been programs that states have decided that they wanted to put into place, as Texas did, that if a young person had been in our state for 3 years, by no fault of their own, how they got there or the sound of their last name, if they had done the work to prepare themselves for college and they were pursuing citizenship, that they were going to pay in-state tuition. I happen to think that that was an appropriate piece of legislation. Of 181 members of the Texas legislature, there were only four dissenting votes. And the fact is, if you want to vote against that in New Hampshire or Massachusetts, that should be your call. But in the state of Texas, we wanted those young people to be contributing members of our society, not pushed off on to the government dole where we have to pay for them at that particular point in time. That was about education. It's not about immigration. Secure the border. And that is the way
to
take care of this issue.
Would you favor driver's licenses for illegal aliens?
No, I vetoed that bill.
Okay. You know, Governor, you have a lot of experience in terms of being a governor. I don't think a lot of people wonder what foreign policy experience you have. So let me ask a question in that domain. The head of the U.N. Nuclear Agency has just announced that there is new evidence that Iran is working on a nuclear warhead, and their nuclear plant is now operating at 40%. If you were president, what policy would you follow to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons?
Well, it's good to have pieces of intelligence like that, but the fact is that we had no doubt that this madman, a person who has said that he would wipe Israel off the face of the earth, is trying to build a nuclear weapon for Iran. We need to use every tool that we have, both diplomatic, economic, covert, overt, and never take the military option off the table as well as we deal with this country. We should never allow a madman like Ahmadinejad have access to a nuclear weapon under no circumstance.
Turnabout is fair play. So here's Texas host Jeff Bolton with Mitt Romney about the state of his campaign and the recent endorsement from Tim Pawlenty.
I'd like to just have you give us a set of the chessboard, if you will. How do you really feel like the campaign is going? You've been at this now a long, long time, out in the field back to 08, and currently, where do you feel like you are today, just internally?
Well, you know, I think that at this stage in the campaign, things are relatively fluid. You know, there are going to be ups and downs. I think you're going to see this field settle down with time. Interestingly, most people take a good look at all the candidates, kick the tires, if you will, and then they make their mind up in the final 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, I don't think you can count on the current field being changed a great deal, but I also don't think that you're going to expect things not to have an up or down fluidity to it. You're going to see some changes in the numbers, and different people are going to end up in different spots.
Governor, to that point, you have to be in the fight every single minute of every day. It seems like it's an enormous task to campaign like this. You just picked up the endorsement of Governor Tim Pawlenty, a momentum changer for you, I think, as you have said. What kind of an impact is that endorsement and the others that are coming your way going to have for you?
Well, I think there's no question, but the endorsements have some impact, although the real effect of an endorsement by someone like Tim Pawlenty is that he's able to go on TV, go on the radio, and be another voice talking about my beliefs that this country is headed in the wrong direction, that we're weakening the foundation of our economy, and that it's going to need someone who understands the economy fundamentally, having lived in the economy, to get America back on the right track. And that's a message that Tim Pawlenty can deliver well. Hopefully I can do it as well. And if I can get some other folks to carry that message, that just helps my campaign that much.
The 2012 presidential race, the most talked about topic this week on issue-oriented political talk radio, news talk radio. So let's recap. Major League Baseball and the playoffs at number 10. Al-Qaeda, number 9. 10th anniversary of September 11th, number 8. Number 7, the GOP gets the congressional seat that Anthony Weiner left. Number 6, violence in Afghanistan. Number 5, Palestine wants statehood recognition by the UN. Number 4, what's going on economically in Europe. Number 3 is that controversy over the money loaned to the Green Company. Number 2 is the president's jobs bill. And the presidential race, number 1, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stevens.